Beloved, by Toni Morrison, read by Mohammed El Sandel. I got a tree on my back, and a haint in my house, and nothing in between but the daughter I'm holding in my arms. No more running from nothing. I will never run from another thing on this earth. I took one journey, and I paid for the ticket. But let me tell you something, Paul D. Garner. It costs too much. Do you hear me? It costs too much. Now sit down and eat with us, or leave us be. Paul D. fished in his vest for a little pouch of tobacco, concentrating on its contents and the knot of its string while Seth led Denver into the keeping room that opened off the large room he was sitting in. He had no smoking papers, so he fiddled with the pouch and listened through the open door to Seth quieting her daughter. When she came back, she avoided his look and went straight to the small table next to the stove. Her back was to him, and could see all the hair he wanted, without the distraction of her face.
What tree on your back?
Huh? Seth put a bowl on the table and reached under it for flour.
What tree on your back? Is something growing on your back? I don't see anything growing on your back.
It's there, all the same.
Who told you that?
White girl. That's what she called it. I've never seen it and never will. But that's what she said it looks like. A chokecherry tree. Trunk, branches, and even leaves. Tiny little chokecherry leaves. But that was 18 years ago. Could have cherries too now for all I know.